Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
It's after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. Glad you guys could be with us here today. Hey, our On the Rocks Liquor Game Beer of the Week. This one's from Horse and Dragon Brewing in Fort Collins. Electric Mayhem Hefeweizen. You can pick up selections from Horse and Dragon Brewing or any of your favorite adult beverages and use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every night. Maybe Horse and Dragon Electric Mayhem might be the beer of choice for Wednesday night. It's going to be an 8 o'clock game. It's going to be a late one. So, yeah, I'm probably going to grab a beverage or two, and it might just be Horse and Dragon this week. Sounds good. On the Rocks Liquor hooking us up each and every week. Check out the free tastings. They do it every Friday. This one's from free from Ten Bears Winery. Ten Bears Winery. Check it out. That sounds good, actually. Friday, 4 to 7 at On the Rocks Liquor. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, you want to talk about the Kyle Schwarber incident a little bit, the Angel Hernandez deal? Couple of texts coming in. Dixon says it's a cumulative effect when it comes to Angel Hernandez. Schwarber was kind of taking one for the team, or both teams, actually. Angel Hernandez is so bad and has been for a while. Both teams were upset all night. Many think he must have naked pictures of the commissioner and some ladies from the den. Over under 2.5. We're going to see. We're at 1. Because the dude should not have a job. Sometimes you have to make a spectacle out of things to prove a point. I mean, Angel Hernandez is bad. Jaden, you found that the scorecard from umpire scorecards via Twitter, 216,000 followers. So we got the scorecard in front of us. I mean, the proof is right there. He's bad. I mean, he's been bad for a very, 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 very long time. And that was, you know, his called ball accuracy was spot on, but it was his strike accuracy was bad. Missed tons of missed calls and a lot of impactful missed calls too. So there's no argument from me at all, or I don't think anybody, that Angel Hernandez is awful. Why is he still in the league? No idea. But everybody knows he's awful. So Dixon's saying, you know, we need a spectacle to draw attention to how awful he is. If you're even a casual baseball fan, you know that Angel Hernandez is bad. I don't mind getting in the ump's face the old school way, right? I just thought Schwarber was a little over the top. Or am I wrong on that?
No, I can see where you think he was over the top, and I understand. But the biggest thing for me is that when you have to put up with 9 innings of the same bad calls,
it was bad. But that even that last pitch wasn't that bad.
It wasn't even his pitch that really frustrated
me.
He
was just frustrated.
It was Gene Segura's pitch.
Yeah,
it was like. I think I heard 7 inches off the plate. Like, that's ridiculous.
That one is bad. Yeah, I get it. But that last one that threw Schwarber over the top was actually not that bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I'm watching it over and over and over again, and I get what you're saying, and I get what Dixon's saying, too. Like, you got to make a spectacle, but I don't know, man. I feel like everybody knows. Is it going to change anything? If it changes something, I'll retract this and come back and say Schwarber is a hero. He's Captain America now. I don't see it changing anything. And now you just kind of look like a goon out there.
I'm not defending Angel Hernandez because, I mean, his strike zone is obviously completely off. But he was calling that outside corner all night long.
In fact, I was looking at a lot of the comments last night, and a lot of people were watching this game closely, because I wasn't watching this game closely. I went back and saw the replay like everybody else, like most people, and maybe some were up watching this, but A lot of the comments were saying the same thing, Jaden. They were saying he was calling that same pitch, that one specifically, all night.
The thing that I find interesting is with that corner in specific, I mean, I'm looking at it here on the scorecard. He called three pitches out that were outside of the strike zone strikes, and two that were on that corner that were in the strike zone balls. So,
He's bad. Write a letter. Get him out of there. Do what you can. Write letters. Rally the troops. Get everybody involved in some kind of joint letter that you can send. But I'm just, as a dad, I guess, I don't know. I'm watching a dude flip out like a toddler. And I'm like trying to tell my kid, don't act like that. You know what I mean? Like, well, I thought it was over the top. Dixon says he was so awful, Brady. Schwarber doing it on Sunday night. Baseball was a good thing. Okay, to each their own, man. I'm not that kind of guy. So when I watch hipping and hollering and, you know, screaming's one thing. I get it. Screaming happens, especially in baseball. But that reaction to me was a little over the top. And I'm saying a little. It's not like I'm saying he should be done. He should be, like, there should be disciplinary actions here. But no other sport can you get away with this. You get penalized. Your team gets penalized. He got penalized, but it didn't matter. He got ejected. One out to get. His team doesn't, you know, that baseball allows this. A baseball allows guys to hoot and holler and make asses out of themselves, and there's no repercussions.
Yeah, and you're right. And the interesting thing on the scorecard, though, that I noticed is that they have the overall favor plus 0.77 runs for the Brewers. I mean, that single, I mean, obviously it was a low-scoring game, but that, they're basically saying he single-handedly cost the Phillies the game, essentially.
Interesting. I mean, if this was happening all night, which apparently it was, but I'm not even talking about last night's game. Like, he is awful. He should be out of baseball. I've seen him screw over a lot of teams.
Oh, yeah, it's between him and Joe West.
Right. I think there's different ways to go about things, and that's not me. That's not, I mean, I'm not that big of a fan of the antics there. Joe Girardi, I thought, handled it the way you want to handle it. He comes out, and he's kind of getting into it a little bit, but he's not completely making a spectacle. Yeah, I think that baseball needs to get together on this. That call, listen, if this was the first time that we're talking about Angel, then okay, fine. Then maybe he's drawing attention to this guy, and he's been this terrible secret in baseball for a long time. But he's not a secret. Everybody knows he's awful. Every broadcast you watch says he's awful. There's like not even a lot of sugarcoating there. So did you really draw attention to how can you draw attention to someone that already has a lot of attention drawn to them? Just throwing it out there. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Texter, Schwarber was yelling and jumping for all baseball fans. Not all. The ones that don't like petulant crying. I'm sorry, man. Major League Baseball has shown they won't do anything to him so far, so you have to make a big deal of it. Oh, okay. You won't fire him. I'm going to jump up and down and get ejected. That's how I'll get you, bro. I got you out of here now. MLB won't do anything to him, so what are you supposed to do? Overreact and jump up and down and let steam blow out of your ears and nose and mouth? No. Have you tried getting the entire league together? Maybe they have. Have you tried getting every manager together in the league? Every owner together in the league to write a letter to the commissioner? Say, dude, we don't want him to do our games anymore. They just went on a strike, right? We know they can do that. We know they have the power to do that. Was Angel Hernandez a part of that strike? Probably not.
But he should have been.
Should have been.
He should have been priority number one.
But we got Dixon here saying Major League Baseball won't do anything about him, so what are you supposed to do? Go on a strike, bro. You just did it. You've already shown us that you can do things like this.
Service time manipulation who? Let's just rally for Angel Hernandez to be banned from baseball.
But I'm serious. Those of you that think that him jumping up and down and getting ejected is going to change things, you're wrong. But if you want to get together as the owners and the managers, then yeah, do that. I'm sure it worked. It worked for the strike. Last I checked, correct me if I'm wrong, Jaden, we're not on a strike anymore. So as far as what else is he supposed to do, you guys got together and unionized and did a massive strike and you got what you wanted. Dixon says now it gets nationwide of public attention, so now they may do something. I just feel like there's been attention. And even that pitch right there specifically was probably the right call, unfortunately. I'm not defending him at all. I'm not nuts about the overreaction. 15 minutes after the hour. Dixon. Brady, you know social media pressure and public backlash can have an effect. Yeah, on Rob Manfred? Does that guy even have a Twitter account? Is he even on Twitter? That guy's so out of touch. If you think that running around in a onesie like a toddler and crying on the field is going to change Rob Manfred's mind, you are out of your mind. It's not going to. That is not going to work. Not going to work. It's not how we get our way. That's what I tell my kid. It's not how we get our way, man. I know what you want, and I know you probably deserve it, but the way you're acting right now, you're not going to get it. 16 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Nuggets survive to live another day. They got a huge game coming up on Wednesday. And listen, nobody's ever done it. I know we've said it a million times over and over and over and over again. But I tell you what, man, by the time tip-off starts on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, you don't think about the records anymore. It's just a basketball game. And if Denver can find a way to pull off the win Wednesday, which is very unlikely, by the way, you bring it back home. You bring it back home, and boy, the narrative has sure changed a little bit. Got a big one on Wednesday. We'll talk about the Nuggets next. What's your outlook? How has your outlook changed of all the big specific talking points surrounding the Denver Nuggets? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK, 1310KFK.com. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. We'll be right back.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want to thank No Limit Collectibles, where you can buy, sell, trade sports memorabilia, sports cards. There's no limit to what you can collect and deal with the great folks over at No Limit Collectibles. Man, I love what they do. They always have great stuff. You know, Michael Jordan shoes, Nikola Jokic signed jersey is there. That thing, I mean, Jaden, you know, birthday's coming up, man. So, something to mull around a little bit, but man, they have great things. And they're constantly doing, you know, going to shows. Ken Yamada, the owner, is always going to shows to get even better items. And maybe you go in and maybe you see something that's not quite what you're looking for, but you're looking for something else. Well, Ken will go find it for you. There's a good chance he's going to go find it. He's wheeling and dealing. That's No Limit Collectibles. They're doing giveaways too. You got to follow them on their Facebook page. Just search No Limit Collectibles. They're giving away, they're doing contests, all that stuff. Drawings. They had one yesterday going on where you get an opportunity to win just by following the page. Now they're in Greeley, right by Cables. Great establishment. That's a great spot now. So check them out. Tell them we sent you from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Nuggets take down the Golden State Warriors in Game 4. Avoid the sweep. Does feel differently today, doesn't it? I mean, even though we all know what's coming, it just, something about not getting swept. Here, Michael Malone quickly, Jades was talking about it. Let's hit that. Here's Michael Malone on just what it meant to him to not get swept in this series. No, don't have it. Okay, let me know if you can. Let me know if you dig that back up. But to kind of summarize, he's like, it's a mental thing. You know, you don't get swept. Suddenly now you're alive for one more game. You get a prep just like it was a regular game. I know it's playoffs, but it is just one game at a time. And I know it's hard. Sometimes you hear that and you're like, what does that even mean? Well, here it is. I mean, tip off 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Once that starts up, you're not thinking of being down 3-1. You're not thinking of no team in history has ever come back from down 3-0. You're just thinking, how do we get this first stop? How do we get our first bucket? How do we string together another stop or two? Here's Michael Malone. Here's that clip.
I didn't want to get swept. I did not want to get swept. You know, there's something about getting swept that just eats at you at your core. So I'm thrilled that we're still alive. We're not satisfied, but we can regroup and head out to San Francisco and try to find a way.
Now, you are getting the group on social media and stuff that's like, are we as Nuggets fans satisfied with this? You know, we're celebrating as if we won something. You're celebrating not getting swept. Why do we keep forgetting the situation that the Nuggets are in? Let me just say a few things here. Jades, do you know how many... I'm going to let you take a guess here. No shame if you get it wrong. How many players on the active roster for the Nuggets that are active, that they utilize, meaning guy might get 36 minutes, guy might get 20 minutes... We're on 10-day contracts the last 2 years. One guy was from last year. One guy signed a 10-day contract this year. How many guys did the Nuggets have on their regular season roster that were putting impactful minutes out? Three. Two in the playoffs because Davon Reed's not playing, which is silly. Composo experiment has gone wrong. He will no longer be a Nugget. I think, you know, when you look at this, you forget who you're dealing with here. Jeff Green, a traveling man. He's a traveling man for a reason. I like Jeff Green, but he had 3 points in 16 minutes. Will Barton, we know where we are there. He's not a consistent good player. So therefore, he's not a good player. Jermichael Green... The Greens kind of share the same thing. They're kind of like, eh... Boogie Cousins, nobody wanted him. Bones Highland's a rookie. Austin Rivers, nobody wanted him last year. Had 36 minutes and 5 steals. Very big steals. Brent Forbes, no points. Had some okay defense in this game. But look at the roster. This roster of Jeff Green, Aaron Gordon, who, if he plays like that, then you're getting what you're paid for. 21 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, like that. But Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, and Monte Morris, I mean, my goodness, went off. He has been the unsung hero, in my opinion. Bones Highland, too. But what are we talking about here? I mean, I'm hearing people like, oh, Michael Malone should be fired after this. What did you expect him to do? With Jeff Green, I mean, this roster... They got the right Green in Golden State. Draymond Green. Andrew Wiggins is an all-star. Draymond Green's one of the best defensive players perhaps ever. Klay Thompson, a former all-star, will be an all-star. Jordan Poole, who we've talked about how good he is, came back down to earth a little bit yesterday. Steph Curry's coming off the bench. I mean... That roster compared to what I just read for the Nuggets? Are you out of your mind? And you think someone should be fired for not winning a series with that roster versus that roster? Let's read some text. From the 925, a 3-0 start to a series is still haunting to Warrior fans, to be fair. What do you mean, that they're worried about it? That Golden State's worried about it? Is that keeping him up at night? I don't know. If I'm a Golden State fan, I'm not worrying until you drop. If you drop Wednesday, then I'm starting to sweat. Bamba Bear says, biggest challenge is going to be the Golden State crowd and the officials. Nuggets have momentum and need to start fast. I mean, they're 9-point dogs in this game. So obviously the belief in the Nuggets has been at an all-time low in this series. But you're right. I mean, you got to start fast like you did. And you have to weather the storms. I keep saying that. I keep tweeting it. You have to weather the storms because Golden State is going to go off for several of those monster runs. No doubt about it. They're going to do it. Can you make sure it doesn't, a 6-7, 8-point, 8-0 run can't turn into a 16-3 run or something like that? Dixon says, Brady, the healthy talent disparity is so different, it's not even funny. If you were picking teams with just these two teams, you might start with Joker, but then the next four or five picks would all be Warriors. I can agree with you on that. I've been dabbling around with that DraftKings fantasy thing, dude. Put like $1 in for a chance to win $35. I did that, by the way. You're welcome. You go Joker, but you have to stay under the salary cap. But if salary cap wasn't an issue, Joker would be my first pick. Second pick would be probably would have been Jordan Poole before yesterday, just because the numbers he's putting up. Then I'd probably go Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, either or. So you're right there. I mean, I've taken three Warriors. I'm going Nikola Jokic. Yeah, if you're picking five, Nikola Jokic, Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and that's just in the series. My fifth guy's probably, I might go with a Nugget. I might go with Monte Morris or you know, Aaron Gordon has served me well the last two games. So maybe Monte Morris or Aaron Gordon. That would be fair. But you're right. The talent is ridiculous. Now, like what I saw with, yeah, you're right, Wiggins. Wiggins would be a tough one. It may be Andrew Wiggins or Monte Morris, kind of a draw there. But I get your point. I get where you're going. Listen, I said the Nuggets could win this series by doing what they did yesterday. That's how they win it. They attention to detail nonstop. They have to play perfect basketball. Perfect basketball still might not get it done. They have to play perfect basketball and hope that a few things go awry for Golden State. And I truly feel that this year. Next year, you get Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. back and Bones Highland with a year under his belt. Then maybe I go, you know what? I think the Nuggets can just win. They don't have to play a perfect game, but maybe 85%. They don't have to count on missed free throws and bad stuff to happen for Golden State. But in this series, in order for Denver to win, they need Steph Curry to shoot an uncharacteristic, what was his percentage from the free throw line? I don't have it in front of me, but he missed four. He was 3 of 11 from the three-point line. Like, those aren't typical. I've outlined it before. I've seen Steph Curry put up those games quite often, though. I've not the free throws. I've seen him miss a lot of three-pointers, though. I've seen him take a lot of three-point shots. He makes six, but missed like 14. I've seen that. But what does this do for the narrative going forward? Because, you know, I brought up the question, is Michael Malone the right guy for the job going forward? And I said, yes. I said, yes, he is the right guy for the job. Next year will be, to me, a pressure-filled year. I think you got to find a way to get to the Western Conference Finals, assuming the health is okay. Because I would put a healthy team with those two guys, I feel, are better than... I want to say that I think the Nuggets could beat Phoenix with a year under his belt, Bones Highland, mixed with Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. I feel like they could also beat Golden State next year with that group. Because Bones is going to get a lot better. He's got the confidence, man. He's going to get a lot better through these next few months. But Michael Malone will have pressure to go to the next level next year. And if he doesn't, that's when we're going to have a long discussion. Doesn't mean he's done. Just the discussion has started. And then you ask, can the Nuggets do what Golden State did? Can they replace Mark Jackson with their next guy to take over? What about Will Barton? Should he be on this team anymore? He's got a year under his contract. They might keep him, but maybe... bring him off the bench. That's where he originally was. I think it was when they ended up moving on from Wilson Chandler that I want to say they started starting Will Barton more. Dixon says, can we all agree that Draymond is the most annoying player in the league? Complains and runs his mouth the entire game, even if he fouls out. Yeah, the Warriors, to me, when I watch him against my team, they're the most annoying. No doubt. But you can't deny, he's an annoying player. I get it. But he's so good defensively. He's so good at facilitating. But he is annoying. The mouthpiece thing is annoying for Steph Curry. Yes, it's annoying.
Honestly, DeMarcus Cousins is in that conversation.
The most annoying? He's not on the floor enough to be the most annoying, though. Draymond's on the floor all the time. Like, what annoys you about Boogie?
Every call is a complaint. Like, you just see his face. It's just a frown all the time.
You're probably not wrong there. I mean, he had one thing where he acted like he went up. Did you see that? He gets the foul call and he dunks it or what. I don't know what he did, but he goes up like this and he puts a little shoulder into Draymond and then puts his hand back up.
And if
you look from one side, it doesn't look like he did anything, but he gave Draymond a shoulder thrust. And then acted like he didn't do anything.
Was that game three?
That was yesterday.
Okay. There was another one in game three where it was a complete flub. My dad and I were watching it. I can't remember what exactly had happened, but it was down in the right corner. And no one had even touched him, but he's on the ground.
I remember that play. I remember. And I'm going back to the 925 text too. The 3-0 start to a series is still haunting to Warriors fans. Yeah. I get where you're going with that now, too. That Boogie's in that. But Draymond's, loud about it. Boogie's still kind of just, he gives you, listen, here's the bottom line, though. You have to change this. You're talking about Schwarber jumping up and down. The NBA is awful. And listen, I'm an NBA guy. I love basketball. But I'll be the first to tell you that you want to stop the Schwarber jumping up and down, punish him. You want to stop the complaining every single time? Joker, I love him to death, but he complains too. They all do. Name one player in the NBA that doesn't complain to the ref after a foul call. Is there one? College isn't as bad because they regulate it. They got refs to say, hey, watch it, son, because next time you're getting it. You're getting a T. That's the way you fix it. I hate it, man. I love the NBA. And I argue for the NBA. My biggest pet peeve is those fans that we have that are like, I like college basketball more because they play better defense. No, it's because they suck at offense. Because you know why, Jade? You're going to find out. You're getting ready to go to college next year. You know what the difference between a college basketball player is and an NBA basketball player is? College basketball players got to go to class with you. NBA basketball players don't have to go to class at all. They're shooting hoops all day, every day. College basketball players are going to underwater basket weaving or history of Mozart or art appreciation or whatever hell BS class they're probably going to make you take next year.
History of rock and roll.
Oh, that's actually damn good. Are you taking that?
I don't know. I might have to.
Dude.
But it is a class.
Hook me up. I aced it easily.
All right.
I didn't even have to study. That was
simple. I got a
tutor
already.
Dude. Okay, if you take it, we're going to play back the songs, the albums that you're going through. Because I know it. If it's the same teacher, bro, I've got you covered. Don't tell him. That's our secret. I think Back in Black, you go through that. One of the assignments was listen to which Soundgarden CD. It was a Soundgarden CD. I don't remember which one I had to listen to. But one of the assignments was to go listen to that album and write a paper on it. And I'm like, I already listened to this album 452,000 times. But I'll listen to it again and write a paper on it.
So what's your charge for per paper?
Oh, dude, I'll just do that for you, man.
All right.
I'll just do that.
Because I know someone who's taking that class right now, and they said that it's three essays a week. That's a lot of work.
But it's easy, man. Trust me.
Okay.
Trust me. We'll get you there.
All right.
Trust me on this. But
might have to do some overtime playlist listening.
Yeah, you will. Oh, no. Wait. If they make you go back and listen to AC/DC Back in Black, that's such a great album. But every song is about sex. Like as sex as you can get. And you kind of forget. You're like, damn, everything in here is about that. This used to pump me up, but that's what this is about. Okay. Still good songs. It's just, it's not as like pump-up music for a basketball game as you would used to think it was, or a football game.
Yeah.
No, I'll help you out there. But that's my point. It's like, a lot of listeners out there say things like, you know, college basketball is better because they try harder. Well, they have to. Dude, how many times, Jades, have you seen a hand in Steph Curry's face, like covering his face as he shoots a three and makes it? And then how many times as a fan sitting on the couch we go, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? We say it like that because we're, you know, a couple beers in. You got to get your hand in his face. Oh, I guess it was pretty damn good there. Like, I got two fingers over his eyeballs. I'm using them to close his eyelids, and he still makes it. The defense is amazing in the NBA. The offense is just that much better because Steph Curry shoots baskets all day, every day, instead of having to go to college. But the complaining is waffle. Awful. And they got to fix it. You're right. Draymond's annoying. Boogie's annoying. Joker's annoying. Monte's not that bad. I'm just trying to think, like, who's not that bad? Doesn't seem like Bones complains that much, but again, he's not in that many minutes for me to... They got to correct it. They got to correct it. And I think the NBA needs to basically say, guys, it's hurting our... I think it's hurting the game. I mean, I hear more diehard fans that are like, God, it just turns me off whenever I see that. My favorite players are doing that. Joker does it all the time, and it drives me nuts. And I'm a... You know me. I'm a joke. I lead the Joker fan club. I'm a realist, but I also lead the fan club. But it drives me nuts when he puts his hands together like he's asking for water. He goes up to the ref. Hey, why are you calling this? I will say it was hilarious. They asked him what he was thinking when he kept switching off and had to guard Curry at the top of the key. He goes, I can't. It's a funny story, but I can't tell you guys because it's full of curse words. I can just picture Joker every time they switch and he's on Joker, like, son of a, going in Serbian, but cussing in Serbian, like going off. You got to fix that, dude. That almost cost you the game. You can't keep that up. You got to fix something there. That was a crazy thing. Dixon, the one good thing about Curry is that he sometimes seems to focus a little too much on drawing the foul when shooting a three, then just trying to make it. I think that's what you see sometimes when you put pressure on him as a defender and you make sure you're going to get a body near him to shoot. He might try to lean in. A lot of players are still conditioned that way to try to get a foul. That's why you got to pay attention to detail every single minute of the game against Golden State. Because they're going to shoot it if they have an ounce, an inch of an opening. They're going to shoot it. You have to be able to get through screens, get your body close to them, so that when they shoot, you at least have a hand up. Because if you don't, against Curry and Clay, for those two specifically, you're going to be in trouble. 42 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. Let's jump out real quick, Jades, and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
First lesson for you, Jade. Who is this? You know who it is because you're reading it. But you, who's the lead guitarist for this band? You got nothing for me, do you?
I'd be lying to you if I said I did.
That's okay. I'm training you. I'm training you right now. Tom Morello, one of the greatest guitarists. Maybe perhaps what you're talking about, Jordan Poole being underrated. Maybe one of the more underrated greatest guitarists of all time. Not an underrated guitarist, but underrated as one of the greatest of all time. Because he's, to me, he changed the way you play guitar, and nobody can duplicate. There you go. I'm not getting in there. We are gonna try to get Jade. You got to try to bring your rock teacher on, your whatever music teacher or whatever, and we could interview the teacher and ask them to give you some pointers on the air of how you can ace the class.
No, here's my idea. I'm always the one taking their quiz. We get them on the air, you quiz them.
Let's quiz them. And if they fail, you get an A in the class.
That's a deal.
If they ace it, then you fail and you are done with school.
Well, that sucked a little bit. No, I feel like if they don't get 100%, I get exempt for the next exam.
You get like one piece of homework you don't have to do.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, something like that. That's the easiest class, though, dude. You trust me. It's all you got to do is listen to the albums. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Although that was a while ago, man. They could have added a bunch of crap, to be honest. Who knows, man? So much has happened in the world. Here's what's in. You were talking about Jordan Poole, and I know we got a break here. I just think this is an interesting concept. People fried me for this. I said a few years ago that I think Jamal Murray has the makings to be better than Steph Curry. And the reason I say that is the same reason I think Jordan Poole has the makings to be better than Steph Curry. Because I like to do this. Every great player in the league typically has three things that they do really, really well. That's just me. Michael Jordan was really good at defense. We don't talk about that a lot, but he was really good at defense, had an amazing shot, could back down. That's three things. He did like six things perfectly. So I always do this. If you take one of their expertise things away, how good are they? If you take passing away from Nikola Jokic, how good is he? He's still probably a guy that's going to work in and get you 30 plus points if he wants to. He's that good. He still can board. He can still handle the ball. If you take the three-point play away from Steph Curry, how good is he? He's a great three-pointer. And I'm just saying that I think a guy like Jordan Poole, because he has that ability to me, and he wasn't showing it on Sunday, I think Jordan Poole shows that ability to be a good shooter, but to get inside. Now, Curry can do those things. Before you freak out, I know he can do those things. He added those throughout his career. But the three-point game is his bread and butter. Klay Thompson, that is his bread and butter. He can play good defense, too. But I'm just like Jordan Poole, Jamal Murray. And listen, jury's still out on Jamal Murray. He's got to come back next year and not only recover from an injury, but prove that he can be somewhat of the bubble-type player. Can he ever be that guy? Because if he can be bubble Jamal, he could be one of the best players in the league. You could have two guys battling for MVP on the same team. But why was the bubble so different? The bubble was different because you weren't on the road. You were in a neutral site, no crowd, controlled environment. Much different. Can the Denver Nuggets come back from down 3-1 like they did in the bubble? Huh. I suppose if any team's going to do it, it could be the Nuggets. 150 the time. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. Let's get to what's on the tube. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
If you want Nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
There you go, Jades. Now you're getting a little AC/DC to wrap up the show today. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Check it out. After all the buzz, a lot of positive buzz around Colorado State spring ball, do you expect now a bowl season? Is a bowl if they win five games, is it going to be considered a failure? I'm not going to say a failure, but listen. We go for buzzwords, right? We do that sometimes. But I do expect them to get to a bowl game. I expect that. So maybe a letdown. Perhaps a letdown if they don't get there. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. We got Betting Across America coming up next. Love that program. If you're into the betting game at all, you need to tune into that show. Then we got the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. He'll lead us into Rockies-Phillies game one of this four-game series. Kind of a nice test as we round out the month of April. That's going to do it for us, Northern Colorado. We'll be back at it on a Tuesday. Don't go anywhere. Betting Across America is coming up next. Good night, Northern Colorado.